Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the press. I'm Ryan Ballingy. It's good to have you here with us. We are going to kick off the FedEx Cup fall today with the Fortinet Championship. We'll talk about the outright markets to win this week. And then we'll start to kind of dig in on Tuesday's show with our modeling for the week. And then on Wednesday, we will spend time exclusively talking about the BMW PGA Championship, which arguably is the bigger event of the week. In fact, not even arguable. It is the bigger event of the week in terms of golf. It is the flagship event, the signature event of the DP World Tour. Playing for a $9 million purse at Wentworth Club. They've got about, 14 or 15 of the world top 50 competing. And I kind of hope that this becomes the future of the fall. We'll talk about that a little bit on my other show, the 19th Hole Golf Show. But today we're going to just talk about the odds for the Fortinet Championship, kind of who stands out right away, why you might like them, and then where we go from there. We'll figure that out based on modeling and all that good stuff that we typically do. So, this week is 156 player field. We've got the start of the FedEx Cup fall, which I think is worth kind of going through the minutiae of it, just so you understand it a little bit better. What's at stake and why players might care and what their motivation might be. So let's just go over the real brief high-level stuff. Just did a piece on this for golfnewsnet.com. So fresh in my mind. And the FedEx Cup fall is effectively picking up the FedEx Cup points list at the end of the FedEx St. Jude Championship. So the regular season plus one playoff event. So everybody who finished outside the top 50, 51st and beyond, are thrown into this pool here. Now, if you got to play in the first playoff event and you didn't make it to the next stage of the playoffs, meaning you finished 51st or worse, but 51st through 70, you get a head start on some people, right? Because that means you earned some kind of FedEx Cup points at that last tournament. So you do get a bit of a head start for qualifying for the first leg of the playoffs. However, beyond that, that's where it ends. You've got seven tournaments. Six of them are full field, 144, 156, 132, whatever it is. You've got the Zozo Championship played out from September through basically the back half of November. And the players in this grouping from 51st and beyond will earn 500 FedEx Cup points if you win a tournament. And at the end of the seven events, all the players will have their regular season points, and if they earn points in the first playoff event, plus the FedEx Cup fall events, that'll determine the order, the priority order for players who finish inside the top 125 to get into tournaments. They are guaranteed access to every single regular PGA Tour event next year. They're not guaranteed any access to a signature event, and they'll get into the players as well. And what's also at stake for players is an opportunity to get into the first two signature events after the Century, which the Century is supposed to be for basically all the players who got into the top 50. That's pretty much it. And the next two events after that, the $20 million events, are the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which is now a signature event, and Riviera, the Genesis Invitational. So if you finish 51st through 60th in these final points are what would otherwise be 51st through 60th, but really it's 1 through 10 in this points list, then you get into those two events. So there's a little carrot there for players who qualify for the playoffs but don't have a spot guaranteed for one of those two events for next year. And it's the first 10 players who don't have access to those tournaments. So it's not just a straight top 10. If you're outside of it, too bad, so sad. It's if you're eligible. So that could change, right? All worth noting, all worth knowing. That's the motivation for the playoffs, or the FedEx Cup fall. That all said, have a very light field this week, and we're going to expect this throughout the playoffs. We have four top 50 players, and two of them are playing because one's the defending champion, and the other probably swore he would do this if they let him play in the Ryder Cup. Max Homa is the defending champion. He's top of the table, 15-2 plus 750. Justin Thomas, who is playing this event, primarily because he got a Ryder Cup pick and probably needs a little bit of action, is 12-1. The other two top 50 players are the next two best on the list, Sahith Theegala, 20-1, Cam Davis, 22-1. Then you get into the players who are not top 50 in the world and may have had some degree of status in the playoffs. Steven Yeager is 25-1, Lucas Herbert and J.J. Spawn, Eric Cole, Brendan Todd, Bo Hostler, all of them are 35-1. And then you start going kind of down the line here. 40 is Andrew Putnam, 45, Webb Simpson, Justin Suh, Ches Reavy, Alex Noren, and then the 50s, Taylor Montgomery, Nick Hardy, Matt Kuchar, Mark Hubbard, Akshay Bhatia. So let's stop there, kind of recap a little bit, think about who we might like here this week. Max Homa has been great the last 3 months. There's a reason why he is one of the best players in the world. Won this tournament last year thanks to Danny Willett, really wet in the bed. But he took advantage and stepped in and performed when it was necessary. That chip in was beautiful to win on the 72nd hole. And then watch Danny Willett three putt from like 5 feet, which wasn't great. So then you've got Justin Thomas, 12-1. Frankly, I think he's unbettable. You have no idea where he is. No idea. And the Ryder Cup team has been in Italy working together to try to formulate teams and just kind of do a little team building and practice and stuff like that. So I kind of want to write off Homa and Thomas this week. I mean, Homa's been great, but he's unbettable, sub 10-1. Thomas is unbettable because you know nothing about where his game is. And then you start at Sahith, who's a great player, but I think you begin at Cam Davis at 22-1 because he was great, really, throughout the last month and a half of the season. He's the best form player in the field. It's Cam Davis at 22-1 for me. I think there's a look at either Eric Cole or J.J. Spawn at 35-1. Eric Cole just does not miss cuts. I mean, he is a ATM. He just sops up cut money every single time out. Made like 10 in a row. He's been great. J.J. Spawn, again, not the best of years by his standards. He's been better on the PGA Tour, but makes a lot of money. Bo Hostler seems to get a lot of love when he's in this part of the world. 35-1 could interest me, but again, kind of hard to, I don't know, same like Eric Cole. It's like, are you betting on that guy with your hard-earned dollars? Yeah, maybe, I guess. But of the guys at 35, I'd probably look at Spawn and Cole first. I do want to underscore Justin Suh, because although he wasn't part of the playoffs, he did manage to get a start in during the playoffs. He finished, I think, T24 at the European Masters, which was in Switzerland, on a golf course, a mountain golf course, that in terms of width is not too different from this one. So I think that's someone at least worth looking at. A lot of people are going to love Uncle Ches this week at 45-1, and I can absolutely understand why. Akshay Bhatia interests me. I don't know why at 50-1. He is very hard to predict. He didn't get into the playoffs despite winning the Oppo event on the PGA Tour because of the way the system works. When you're a temp member, you don't get all your back points, and that's just crummy and stinky, but that's the reality. So I think he's worth looking at 50-1. You just, again, don't, your value here is, or your loss is that you don't know where he is. You haven't seen him play in a month. So if you don't know where he is, can you bet on that? So maybe that's a sprinkle. And then you kind of start going down the line a little bit of some guys you might like. Otherwise, I tend to like Grayson Sigg a little bit more than I probably should. He shows signs of figuring it out, and then he doesn't. And then he just kind of splats for a while. Ryan Palmer is kind of interesting to me. It's 75-1. Just a guy who knows how to kind of get in the dirt and fight it out a little bit. And then I'm partial to Callum Tarran, but I will leave him alone at 80-1. Maybe someone like a Ryan Gerrard at 130-1 could be worth a little bit of a flyer. Maybe a Harry Hall at 110-1. But you get to some pretty deep, dark places very quickly in this field. I mean, you can go as deep as, you know, you're 5,000-1, thanks to DA points and Kevin Stadler and Morgan Dineen. I mean, you don't want to find yourself this dark of a place. Please don't consider any of that. But I think you probably stop here at no deeper than 200. I mean, maybe you could find some reason to bet like Cody Gribble, who's seen some positive signs. Maybe. I don't know. That's really hard to get behind. And then Ryan Moore showed some signs a little bit, but he's kind of backtracked. But he's 180-1. Vaguely interests me. There's just not a whole lot to work with here. And unless you have a real sharp feeling about one of these guys, I strongly recommend throughout the entire fall that on PGA Tour events, you just take it kind of easy. You're going to see better value. You're going to have a better idea of current form, at least for the first few weeks on the DP World Tour. Because after this week, there's a break for the Ryder Cup and a built-in week off. Then you get into the meat of the schedule for a couple weeks. Then you have a week off, and then you finish it out. So there are going to be dark weeks here where we're just going to have the DP World Tour and the LPGA Tour to look at. And that's totally fine. We won't have three shows a week with two dedicated to the PGA Tour. We'll have three shows a week with three different tours to go around. But in the meanwhile, try to frame these events as best we can, but with the caveat over all of it that there's going to be some strange things that happen. You're going to try to find guys that are going to be a little bit of a deeper shot. But once we, I think, get out of events like this one, where this is interesting and unique because of the Ryder Cup component to it. But otherwise, you're going to have like a defending champion and a couple of pretty good players and a whole lot of filler. And trying to decipher which of the filler is playing best and is of value, that's going to be the question mark. That's going to be our entire strategy over the course of the next two and a half months. And good luck to us in figuring that out. But it's not going to be easy. So you might have to try and go find hot hands here. You're going to have to find horses for courses for certain venues. All that stuff that we typically do, but you're going to do it with a whole lot more doubt sewn in your head unless you have someone who just absolutely stands out, kind of like a Taylor Montgomery did last year. Taylor Montgomery's 50-1. He had a great beginning part of the year and then absolutely fell apart. He's 50-1, basically back where he started when he came off the Korn Ferry Tour. So you can get it and you can lose it really quickly. Another guy I'd probably point out here is Garrick Hago. 55-1 is probably worth a gander, at least this week. And that's kind of it for me. I think in terms of players that are like first clicks, we're like, yeah, I should probably get behind that guy, or you know, for obvious reasons, once you get past kind of, again, the two or three really good players in this field, four really good players in this field, and then start kind of feeling it out a little bit. So one of the really strange things about tournaments like this and weeks like this throughout this part of the year is a lot of the tools that we produce for Golf News Net, they aren't ineffective, but they paint a bleak picture. So you scroll down the list of top 15 finishers in this event from 2019 through last year, and there just aren't many players that pop more than once on this list. Harry Higgs was a runner-up a couple of years ago. Max Homa pops up because he's the back-to-back defending champion of this event. Beyond that, there really aren't a lot of players who show up multiple times. Brian Stewart, back-to-back, a third place and a 12th place in 2021 and 2023. Sahith Theegala, same type of deal. Two top 15 finishes in the last 3 years. That's it. That's your list of multiple top 15 finishes in this field, in this event, not even just this field, in this event in the last 5 years. I mean, you just don't have anything to work off of in that regard. The other thing that we also have that's a huge handicap this week, and I think we alluded to it, but I'm going to double underscore it here. A lot of these players have not competed in a month. A month! So you don't know what they've got. You don't know what they've been doing. You don't know if they've been getting better, getting worse, anything like that. You just don't know. So bet very tepidly this week, because whatever you get out of this is not going to be worth blowing a whole ton of money on. It's much better to think about the BMW PGA Championship. There are some clear horse for course plays. There are some clear current form plays that I think are worth looking at. This is really just a lottery. And maybe you you could take a couple of different strategies here. You could try to bet the chalk. So maybe think about Sahith, Cam Davis, something like that, and hope for the bet, and hope Max Homa doesn't three-peat. You could do that. You could maybe look the other way and try to go for lottery tickets. Try to find guys that maybe played well the last time that you saw them. I can get behind that too. That's where the Cam Davis idea comes in. Or otherwise, you just try to kind of pluck out guys that have maybe showed some things that are decent recently. But again, most of these guys you haven't seen in a month. And some of them you haven't seen in like 4 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. But you really haven't seen them. So that's a long time. A lot can happen. And I think that's worth absolutely underscoring this week. If you look at the last 10 events played, we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but just kind of to get into this conversation, we'll fill this out with the field, but there's not going to be a lot of guys here where you're like, yeah, they are playing elite level golf. So just be prepared for a model and a short-term outlook where you go, oh, that's not great. And that's okay. But you're not getting the kind of prices that you would love to bet on that, because the top players aren't here and they're not going to be here. So if anything, if there's a 1 week opportunity for value for someone that's a sleeper, this is kind of it. Because once you win, if you were 50, 75, 80, 90, 101 and you win this week, good luck. That ship has sailed for the next six tournaments. You will not get that again. So you're going to have to kind of get lucky here. And it's probably not worth a whole ton of investment. Just saying all that up front. Not to be a wet blanket. Don't get me wrong. I love sports betting. I love betting on golf. But don't invest heavily in this. We've got football season. We've got baseball. We've got all kinds of other stuff we can bet on. You could bet on Gaelic football if you like. Just in Ireland. Enjoying watching that. You could bet on darts. We could talk about that. Tennis. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Let's be sensible here. But that all said, keep budgets low. We'll have some fun. We'll try to make the most of it that we can. Talk a little bit about the model tomorrow. We'll go over all that short-term stuff. Then Wednesday, we'll talk about the BMW PGA Championship in depth. But because this is kind of the bigger event of the week, I spent just a couple minutes on it. Nice full lineup of odds already out there. Rory McIlroy 6-1, Victor Hovland 7-1, John Rahm 8-1, Tommy Fleetwood 14-1, Matthew Fitzpatrick 16-1, Tyrrell Hatton 18-1, Shane Lowry 20-1. Shane Lowry I really like. Just came off a really nice finish at the K Club, past winner here, defending champion. It was 54 holes last year. That's okay. Queen died. Tom Kim 22-1 along with Minwoo. I think those are absolutely great plays. Tom Kim's been a great ball striker for months now. Maybe not getting paid off in the wins department, but has been playing great golf. Minwoo can get around just like he did at K Club last week with really whatever he wants in terms of trying to overpower the golf course. Absolutely has no problem there. And these are just kind of first click things. We'll dig in a little bit deeper once we get closer. Billy Horschel has liked this event, had a really nice week. He might be playing himself into something here. Just point that out. Last couple times we've seen him starting to kind of figure some things out. So maybe he's worth a look. I don't like him at 35. But that's probably what you're going to get. Ryan Fox and Alex Bjork at 50. Sign me right up. I'll take them. Thank you. And then Yannick Paul didn't have the best week. But I think he can. One guy I want to throw out there that is, again, he's a guy that comes out of nowhere. Tristan Lawrence. He has won this year, and then he goes into the wilderness, and then he comes out, has a great final round yesterday at the K Club. All of a sudden, you're like, all right, well, maybe he's okay. He's 130-1. I'm willing to roll the dice on that guy at 130-1 because you just never know when that guy's going to show up or if he even shows up. But that's probably about the appropriate price. If he hadn't had that final round yesterday, we wouldn't even talk about him. But because he's there, you go, oh, well, maybe, I guess. He's done this enough times that it's at least worth a look. So just some early tickets to point out. I don't know if I'll jump on any or all of those, but those are kind of the first glimpses at that list. And then we'll go in depth a little bit more on that on Wednesday. We also did post a top 10 ranking for this field. Obviously, kind of looks a lot like the top 10 that you might see in the outright market, but it's pretty similar. So take a look at that as well if you have questions. Get a hold of me on Twitter/X or Threads or Instagram at Ryan Ballingy. You can join Golf News Net for $99 a year at golfnewsnet.com. Email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Happy to answer questions that you might have. Talk golf, life, whatever. And we'll be back with another show tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. We will catch you tomorrow on The Press.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.